Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Kip Lewis, the founder of Lewis Investments, a real estate investment and development company based next door to Austin in Round Rock, Texas. Kip, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Now, you're more than welcome, and thanks for your time. So for starters, how did your background and experience prepare you for starting Lewis Investments? That's the first question. And if you don't mind sharing with our listeners a little bit about your education and jobs you had prior to forming Lewis Investments, that'd be a big help as well.
Sure. Well, I guess I probably go back to even my childhood, but starting out, we were a middle-class family, and if I wanted something, I needed to go out and figure out how to earn money for it. So early on, I would mow lawns, cut firewood, sell vegetables, anything I had to do. I knew I had to work to make money. So I was early on, I just had a kind of an entrepreneur spirit. And then, worked my way through college. I attended the University of Texas and went to Southwest Texas University. And during that time as well, I worked all the way through college and worked at a bank during that time and was in the appraisal area of the bank. So I started kind of getting my early understanding of real estate by doing part-time appraising of residential homes. From there, I guess, one of the early things I think I've, probably learned and would pass on to anybody to consider when you're a young person figuring out their life is I identified mentors or somebody I admired. I wanted to gain advice from them, and I went and met with my my mother's law firm and one of the key lawyers there, and he was able to refer me to a position which gave me some early success in the real estate field.
Well, certainly do appreciate the information, and that is helpful to know. And all the way back to your childhood, you were certainly a go-getter, so it does make a lot of sense. Had it in you. Now, tell us, Mr. Lewis, with very little money to your name at the time, how were you able to buy investment properties for starters? And describe your first transaction, if you would, of the property you bought in Round Rock. That would be some interesting information.
Yeah, that's quite a story. I'd say, I had a nest egg of $2,000. That's probably exaggerating. I probably had a credit card with a $2,000 credit limit on it, to be honest. But I was just a hustler, and I was looking to, was very interested in real estate, and there was a down period in the early 1990s when there was just a great deal of foreclosure activity, and saw opportunities and was trying to figure out how to put the deal together. So I found this one particular property in Round Rock, which was 35 acres, and it had an income stream that went with it. So my job was to figure out how to obtain $150,000 so I could buy the property, and the seller was going to carry back financing on it. Well, through a network of friends, I was able to obtain a loan for the down payment money to acquire that property from a local physician in Austin. And when I made the deal with the physician, I said, here, I'll pay you 10% return on your money, and I'll split profits with you 50-50. And I guess the one thing that I don't know how I thought of this at the time, but I made a deal with him in our partnership agreement that if I returned his money double within 2 years, that I would own the property 100%. So that was clearly my goal was set to figure out how to double his money within a certain time period. And as I began to learn and grow, I was able to improve the cash flow and improve the operations of the first property I bought. And I went to a local bank and requested a loan to not only refinance my real estate loan, but also to double the money of my investor and pay him off. And to my surprise, I was approved on that loan, and that was got me off to the races with essentially buying a property with no money in my out of my own pocket.
That is an amazing story and quite inspiring, and what an idea, the offer that you made the person that helped loan the money to do that. That is a good transaction there in all regards. Tell us, what obstacles did you face as a young businessman? I'm sure you had a couple, and we could certainly learn from how you overcame those obstacles.
Well, I think probably the most challenging part was, you know, trying to clearly not only feed my family and pay myself, but also figuring out how to balance flow and hire and grow a company. And early on, I was probably, you know, more so working myself to death, covering three or four jobs in order to essentially survive, or what I felt like was necessary to grow the company. Little did I know that growth wasn't really taking place with me doing that. I finally, with the encouragement from a banker friend of mine, hired my first employee, and I quickly realized by, you know, being able to delegate work to employees, I was able to concentrate on the things I was most skilled at, and allowed me to grow the company and expand and improve our cash flow.
Well, certainly inspiring so far, the information you've shared here today. Really appreciate your taking a moment to be with us. We're speaking with Kip Lewis, the founder of Lewis Investments, a real estate investment and development company based in Round Rock, Texas, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, how did you balance work and family life as you grew your company and raised children? Now, I'm sure we could learn a few things from some of the things you experienced at that time.
I mean, it makes me laugh. I think about whenever I bought the first property that we just discussed. It was 1992. I quit my job, bought my first property, and had my first child all within 30 days of each other. And I look back on it now and I laugh, because that seems like a overwhelming amount of things happening at once. But I think it truly gave me, you know, that much more drive to work harder and be successful at what I was doing, because I had a family to commit to and a child to raise. Early on, before my son was in grade school, I'd often take him to work with me. I'd just figured I could make that work and enjoy our time together, and that worked out well. But the one thing I guess I take away from family and balance is I knew that I had one shot at being a good dad, and there's only one time period where you can raise your kids. So I always committed to putting my family time and my kid time first, and I knew I could always make up for the work at another time if I needed to.
Yeah, that speaks volumes right there. Really appreciate that. Now, are there pivotal moments during your career that stand out? Anything that comes to mind on that question?
I would think there's probably one that really sticks out to me. And I guess it was probably 4, 5, 6 years into owning a business and had expanded to, I don't know, maybe 10 employees at the time. And, you know, just learning as I go, I was not realizing that my employees, that, you know, they were more important to the business than I was. And there was just an aha moment when I recognized that. And it was after we decided as a company to go to a conference together and, you know, take time away from work and learn and also have a lot of fun together. And I quickly realized that aha moment, that investing in my people and putting my people first and you know, the employees were more family to me than they were just employees. I became, I just had a realization that investing in my employees was a very crucial part of, you know, growing this company.
Now, one last question as we conclude. After 30 years in business, what advice would you give to a young person with the same dreams tuning in today?
Oh, see, I would probably say, for one, reach out to people you admire and ask them if they would take time and spend time with you and share their wisdom and advice with you. Don't be afraid to reach out to people. I know I've had that happen to me at times, and I look forward to sharing information and knowledge that will help somebody grow. I'd also probably say, you know, the fear moments will come as you begin your business, and the fear moments are the most important learning moments. And to take time, take a deep breath, and face those fears, learn, and that's the true growth points. And I would say, in addition, never stop learning. There's always, I'm 55 now, and I'm still getting new education every year. Never stop with your education. And I guess my last piece of advice would be, there's often times when you're gonna want to give up, or it's too much to overcome. And I would just say, never give up. There's always an answer, and there's always a solution. Just keep pushing forward.
Again, Mr. Lewis, really do appreciate your visit with us here today, and all the information shared is quite inspiring, what you've been able to accomplish, and for the advice shared. You never can know enough. Keep on learning and tap into those resources of those you admire in the field that you're seeking after, and never give up. That's some really good stuff. Good advice here today. Thank you so much. If listeners wanted to get more information on Lewis Investments, or to be in touch with you, where's the best place online to do so?
You can look us up online at lewis-investments.com.
And that certainly works, and we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Again, Mr. Lewis, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Kip Lewis, the founder of Lewis Investments, a real estate investment and development company based next door to Austin in Round Rock, Texas. And for all the details, simply visit lewis-investments.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.